gentlemen, welcome to Madison Square Garden and welcome to Unforgiven, sponsored by the WWA in conjunction with Mr. Petit and eWrestling.org. Our first contest is scheduled as an I Quit match, with the loser being forced to remove his mask. Entering the ring from parts unknown, he stands an incredible 6'8" tall and tips our scales at a rock solid 330 pounds without delay. This is Tramir.
As a heavy bass rip of Hell's Around the Corner erupts over the speakers in the arena as the lights dim, and here comes that familiar chill blowing through the audience. Stepping out onto the stage, leather clad, whoa! Here comes Tramir, making his way slowly towards the ring and showing no emotion. This entrance is par for the course when you're talking about Tramir. Standing at the bottom of the ramp now and raising his long arms, whoa! Pyrotechnics from the turnbuckle. Fans, tonight Tramir claims that he will be bigger and scarier than his opponent, saying that no one in the WWA, including Mr. Petit, cares about his personal suffering. Tramir has been labeled as a complete and utter psychopath. Circling the ring like a dog in his special spot, Tramir eventually, thank God, rolls under the bottom rope, stomping on all fours. Backing up into the corner like he always does week after week, Tramir raises to his feet and awaits the arrival of his opponent.
Introducing first his manager, ladies and gentlemen, stand on your feet for Julio Rodriguez de Rios, the man without fear. You know him as La Sombra.
As both his music and strobe lights hit a darkened arena, it seems from this point forward that La Sombra is always going to be the first one to enter the rampway, making way for his Mexican monster. For this iPay-per-view, Sombra seems unusually excited as he points to the crowd and the sign of the return of Un Loco. Well, looking at Sombra's attire, I'm not sure why he's allowed at ringside. Oh, the guy has barbed wire wrapped around his foot. Gee, I wonder what he's going to use that for. Talk about Billy Ray Tardis.
And his opponent, he is an unbelievable 7'4" tall and has amassed a massive 415-pound frame. To this date, there has been no other athlete as large as him on a WWA roster. Imported directly from Spain for the sole purposes of destroying everything in his path. Be afraid, be very afraid of the Mexican madman. He is La Muerte.
Enters the arena and listens to Sombra sound the battle cry. What the hell? Man, La Muerte has entered Madison Square Garden with a barbed wire wrapped around his arm. The guy's got heavy chains around his boots. But he's walking as if there was no extra weight added, let alone that completely illegal for the tag. Hello, somebody. As both men make their way to the ring slowly, not paying any mind to Tramir, the bizarre freak of the underworld. Oh, he just drilled La Sombra in the aisle with a full steam ahead running clothesline. Wild swing by Tramir and up and over. Tramir body slam 415 pounds of Mexican man down on the hard concrete floor. Elbow drop pays immediate dividends, and the referee is screaming for both men to get into the ring so he can start the match. Rolling La Muerte under the ropes and getting back into the ring, Tramir climbs the turnbuckles from the outside and jumping off tumbles the Mexican madman under an awesome leg drop from the top. Tramir tries to immediately lock in his choker crossface, but La Muerte reaches the ropes, and in La Sombra's immortal words, this one's just getting started. This week, Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh unveiled his new belt featuring gold plates and other wrestling federations, including Mexico Lucha Libre. Apparently, this pissed off La Sombra, who was recovering on the outside beyond belief. In fact, when I spoke to La Sombra earlier, he told me he wanted to not only hurt Mike for the disgrace of putting Mexico Lucha Libre on his belt, but he was going to take out a knife and he was going to cut the plate off of the title. What an asshole! inside the ring. Tremere tosses Huerta into the ropes, and coming off hard, the big man runs into a hard elbow that topples him to the canvas. Here comes the choker again, but Huerta locks his hands tight, stopping the move. Tremere isn't going to wait, and pulling on Huerta's head back from the canvas and up into an upright position. He drives a hard forearm down onto the madman's chest, knocking the wind from his opponent, cranking La Muerte's arms back and driving his knee into the spine. Tremere growls at the referee. The referee looks at La Muerte's mask, but the Mexican man refuses to quit. I don't even know if he knows English. Cranking back further, Muerte cries out in pain. Oh, La Muerte from a bitch with a roundhouse kick to the face of Tremere. Get him out of the ring, referee. Get Sombra out of there. Muerte is now in control, thanks to La Sombra sending his opponent into the ropes, courtesy of a hard Irish whip. The Mexican monster rips Tremere's gimp outfit, exposing his chest with a barbed wire clothesline. Are you kidding me? Where are the rules? Where is it that you're permitted to wrap yourself in barbed wire and chains before entering the ring? Come on, Tremere. This is ridiculous. Petit, get a handle on your booking. Barbed wire bear hug by La Muerte slashes Tremere's chest open, and as the barbs dig deep, Muerte screams to the referee to ask Tremere if he wants to quit. In pain but not giving up, Tremere says no, and this one's going to continue. La Muerte is still in control, and I'm not sure if Tremere can break this hold even if he tries. Oh, slap to the ears by Tremere. Rocks La Muerte's equilibrium, forcing him to break the hold. Muerte responds with a metal face headbutt, and Tremere goes down hard. Layout headbutt again, smacks right dab in the middle, and rolling over onto his stomach, blood begins to seep from the leather mask of Tremere. Tremere is bleeding through his mask. La Muerte's mask is like a weapon, but apparently from the happenings in the ring, Mr. Petit has told the referee before the match not to stop it no matter what. Pulling Tremere off his back, Muerte drives his boot into the stomach of his opponent, putting him in perfect powerbomb position. No way, Tremere's too big. Up into the air, La Muerte loses grip. He just dumped Tremere on the back of his neck.
Holy shit!
Holy shit!
Holy shit! Holy shit! Holy shit!
Listen to the crowd flood the garden with chants of holy shit. The referee asks Tremere if he wants to continue in holding the back of his neck. Tremere is a trooper. He's saying yes. He's going to continue. Sombra screams from the outside for a pile driver and jamming Tremere's head between his thighs. Tremere counters with a low blow. Again. Again. Muerte bends over from the throb and Tremere pops him in the side of the head with a hard knee to the temple. Here it is. Upright and Irish whip into the ropes. Charging hard, Tremere loads on the clothesline, and down goes La Muerte, up into the corner with hard power chops. They spin La Muerte's chest, but Muerte counters with a choke toss into the corner, reversing the hold. Irish whip, no, it's a sleeper hold, it's a sleeper, and this one's over. Inside the ring, Tremere has his gimp outfit ripped open, his chest has been lacerated, his mask is soaked with his own blood, and now his strength is fading, and La Muerte can take the win. What a beautiful stunner by Tremere! Stunner by Tremere! And this place is going crazy! Rolling to the outside is Tremere, and as the referee goes to look at La Muerte, Al Sombra just connected with a barbed wire super kick to the face! Oh, you cheap son of a bitch, Sombra! Let these two fight it out! You're not even a wrestler, you're a manager!
Show some respect!
Pushing the limp Tremere back into the ring, La Muerte latches in an Asian spike, and Tremere is passing out! He isn't going to be able to continue! Tremere is fading! I think he's out cold! The referee's saying, La Muerte must... He's got to have his opponent quit! He's got to revive Tremere. This match cannot end unless Tremere says, I quit. Sombra's jumping up and down on the outside, and he's instructing his Mexican monster to remove the mask of Tremere. The referee protests, but the request goes on deaf ears like an Iraqi woman. Oh, his words are stopped. I love words. They just body slam the referee. Oh, he's picking him up. Up into the air goes a man in stripes. Diablo driver on the referee. And where they going for Tremere? Tremere's mask again. He's pulling the mask over the chin. Here it is. It's halfway over the lip. Who's Tremere? I can almost see his face. What happened to the light? It can't be him. He can't be back. No, not him. not trauma. His career was almost ended by un loco. He can't be back. Whoa, folks. The lights have come back on. The ring is empty. Wait a minute. I think I see something on the loop. Man, the only thing left inside the ring is Tremere's blood-soaked leather hip pad. Luftover's nowhere to be found. Luftover disappeared. Not even the referee is here. It appears Jeremiah Wilson's alter ego trauma has returned to WWA. And look, now we are missing superstars. I'm really not sure what to do. Well, they're telling me that we're going to have to take a break to sort this all out. But there's not a winner or loser in this match. This match is wrong. Folks, I have some information on the whereabouts of La Sombra, La Fuerte, Premier, the referee. I'll be sure to let you know. I don't know what to do. Well, I guess we're waiting for the Battle Royal participants. Let us go into the back with Amanda Thompson. She tried to get us a one-on-one time with newcomer Damian Red. All right, Candace, take it away.